Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
4 o'clock on the Fan on a busy... Is it still raining outside Monday? It was pouring when I got to work today. My God. And I don't own an umbrella. I'm very anti-umbrella because they break all the time. All they do is flip backwards. So I will refuse to have umbrellas. But man, did I get soaked tonight.
It's just water.
It's just water. That's it. Yeah, it's not going to kill you. But we got a lot to talk about. Obviously, the Giants continue their disaster. The New York Jets won a football game. We got into Bill Belichick before. And now we're joined by the great Joe Beningo. And his Football Monday call-in is brought to you by Empire City Casino. Winners play here by Approved Oil. Lock in your low oil rate at freezetherate.com and by HL Gross Jewelers of Garden City. Bro, how are you?
Well, first of all, you need to get a big golf umbrella is what you need. Because when you get these small umbrellas, you know how it is in the city. The wind blows. Like, you'll see, like, on days like today, you'll see, like, the streets strewn with umbrellas.
I know. That's why I stopped getting one, because they break freaking constantly.
But you got to get, like, one of these Tiki Nose, one of these big, big golf umbrellas.
Right. Even though you don't play golf, get the golf umbrellas, because they're designed to take the wind and not fold.
No, I get you. I get you.
That's what you got to get, bro. All right. Don't about it. And it's still crummy.
Yeah, don't buy the cheap one on the street from the guy
No.
Yeah, they give you one good turn and then they're gone.
Yes.
Where do you want it? You want to start with the winner, or do you want to start with Bill Belichick's interest, supposedly, in the Jets?
About Belichick. Screw him. You know what? All the years that this guy, you know, ripped our team, he wouldn't come on. How about this? And you know I had a relationship with him, man.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah.
And this guy did not come on. When I had the retirement there for 2 weeks or whatever, we tried to get Bill on. I know Martell tried to get him on. Mm. Bill refused to come on. So you know what? You hate the Jets. You've ripped the Jets forever. Go coach North Carolina. You know, enjoy your time down there. Hope your girl has some nice classes at Chapel Hill. You know, see if you can get North Carolina into the playoffs next year in the crummy ACC. You only got to beat a couple teams, Miami, Clemson, maybe Georgia Tech. And there you go.
Well, now you got to beat SMU. How the hell?
SMU. I forgot about that.
Why they're in the ACC, who knows?
Well, I mean, Stanford. Stanford is too. Right? I mean, what is that all about?
Would you have wanted Bill? Like, would you have been interested if he truly had interest in the Jet job?
No. Mm. I'm done with him. And I don't think he's the same coach anymore. He's 72 years old. I want no part of him now. You screwed my franchise, okay? And, you know, I forgave him for that 25 years ago, but no more. Because he's done nothing now but just, pee all over it. He's ripped Woody Johnson.
Yeah.
You know, he ripped him when they got rid of Salah. Not that he was wrong about it.
Right.
But I've had it.
Well, this is why I was saying this earlier. I don't believe he ever had interest in the Jet job. I think he's such a Scrooge that he wanted Woody to beg him. He wanted to be in a meeting with a guy he has no respect for because he doesn't respect Woody. At all. Basically wanted to see the billionaire beg Bill Belichick, and he never got that. That's what I think he was looking for.
Yeah, well, you know, to hell with him. Go coach North Carolina. See you.
Are you pleased that the Jets said no thank you?
Yes. That's obviously. I think it's pretty obvious, right?
So we were talking earlier, Joe, about Aaron Rodgers. And I said, and this, I'm not saying anything about next year. Evan took it as I want Aaron Rodgers as the Jet quarterback next year. But for the first time, he looked healthy. Yeah. He looked like he wasn't hobbling. He ran for 50-something yards.
45,
and, 45 yards. And he never looked like he was limping back to get to his passing depth. I mean, for the first time, and it's unfortunate because the season's already done, Aaron Rodgers actually looked okay.
Bro, I want him back next year. I can tell you that right now. Look, I want to run back this offense. We got players on this offense, okay? And this guy, you tell me, Tiki, seriously, I know he's 41. You tell me where we're getting better quarterback play than we're getting from this guy.
Well, that's what I asked Evan, and Evan said, well, I'll leave that up to the new
head coach.
But that's true. Maybe Sam Darnold comes free?
No. They're not. You're right. Look, the point you made, Tiki, and the point Joe made, you guys are right about. They're not getting a better quarterback option next year than Aaron Rodgers. The risk is he's going to be 42 years old. What's he going to be next year?
You know what? I'm confident with this guy. Because you know what's going to happen, Ev. I'm telling you right now, because this is the world, the Jet world we live in. He would leave. You know he's going to play. He's got a lot of gas in the tank yet. Let's be honest about it. He could still play. He'll leave, go somewhere next year and be great, and we'll all be sucking wind. And and all these people, all the writers who have been trying to get him out of town and trying to bench him and all it is, and I won't say the names, okay? All right, these guys have been covering the Jets far too long, okay? Will be the same guys that'll rip the Jets next year when he's playing like an MVP for somebody and he's not on the team anymore. I want him back. I am now sold. Here's where I am now. Let's go to the coach for a second, okay? They're going to interview this guy from the Tennessee Titans, okay, who I guess he was with Vrabel all those years.
John Robinson,
Okay, let's go. Bring him in. Bring Vrabel in. Vrabel will want to win now. Vrabel's not going to want to come here and say, let's rebuild. You know, No. I'm done with rebuilding, Evan. We got a big-time offense here. We got a lot of big-time play. Davante Adams, tremendous. I want it back. Are you kidding me? This guy, the game, that's the best game I've seen since Don Maynard against the Raiders in 1968.
He had that drop early, but after that, he was fantastic. After that,
and by the way, let me also point this out, because it was pointed out yesterday by Chris Myers during the game. The Jets lead the NFL in dropped passes. They had 28 coming into the game. They had three more yesterday. Adams dropped one. That stiff, the tight end, 89, whatever his name is, Miles said he stinks. He dropped one.
Ruckert.
And then Alan Lazard on a pass where you could not have thrown the ball better than Rodgers did, which should have been a first and goal on a 5-yard line. He doesn't secure it. The guy knocks it out of his hands. That looked like it was going to be a big play because Carlson missed a field goal after that. They should have went for it there anyway. But be that as it may. No, I want this guy back. Bro, this guy's thrown 23 touchdowns with 8 interceptions.
He's got a chance to break the franchise record for touchdown passes in a season, which is crazy.
Look, Joe Namath never threw more than 26 touchdowns in a season.
Yeah,
that was 1960s. No, I'm just saying. That was 1967, and he also threw 28 interceptions that year. And that was also a 14-game season. But outside of Vinny Testaverde, who threw 29 one year, and, of course, Fitzpatrick, 31, I mean, this guy's only thrown 8 picks. I know the big pick in the Leonard Williams, you know, that was brutal. But I'll say this again. If the defense and the kicking game was what it was last year, Ev, we're looking at a 7 or 8 win team right now.
It could be completely different. Now, speaking of the defense, what's going through your mind on that opening drive when the Jaguars marched down the field for the first time in 18 games?
Of course, we got our obligatory personal foul penalty, okay? Right? And then Sauce Gardner, the overrated Sauce Gardner, and nobody needs to stick up their rear end more than he does. Let me tell you right now, Sauce Gardner, defensive holding in the end zone, of course. And then he had not a personal foul, but a pass interference later. I know know he finally got a pick since, basically the Carter administration.
Right, 2 years ago, right?
You know, he finally gets an interception on a ball that, you know, was basically gifted to him. By the way, Matt, how good – the best part of this game yesterday was beating Mac Jones.
Oh my God. How much does this guy talk for a guy who stinks?
You see this guy? Oh. This guy's I said it to Tiki before. The guy's doing the Watusi out there, the Lombada. He's doing the twist. Where's Chubby Checker?
That's his personality.
Are you kidding me?
That's his personality. It's annoying when you're losing,
Mac.
Though.
You stink,
but
Mac,
that's the thing. Joe's right. He stinks. The problem was, until yesterday, he was 5-0 in his career against the Jets.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Which is hard to believe.
And he almost pulled the look. I mean, and at the end, look, I'm not going to go crazy with 3-10. And Rodgers even said it, you know, about the score and the touchdown there at the end.
What'd you think
of that? But that was not the play. But I think that they should have took the knee, wasted the timeouts, kicked the field goal at the end. I think the problem is, I don't trust the field goal kick. I know
but that's point blank range.
It should be right.
You know what?
Teak, the luck that we've had this year, he'd get it blocked.
Yeah, but at least it was tied. So if he misses it,
here's the problem. Like, they won this football game despite Jeff Ulbrich doing this.
Yes.
That was beyond dumb. Like, if they were race. If, God forbid, the overrated Jet defense allowed Mac Jones to march down the field and go 70 yards, we'd be losing our minds. Because here's the plan to me. You kneel on first down.
And he would have went to win the game with a two-point conversion.
Of course.
Absolutely. Yeah. He has nothing to lose either.
Right. Of course. Right. You kneel on first and second down. You make them use their timeouts. And then, on third down, try to score a touchdown. Of course.
Yeah.
But to score on first down and give them that much time.
Well.
And Ulbrich's answer after the game was, I forget what he said.
I wanted to be aggressive and score.
I want to be aggressive.
Yeah. Right. It wasn't even aggressive. They let you score.
They did. They let him score.
I laughed about it. There was no resistance at all. I laughed about it because, to me, Joe, it was so absurd Ulbrich actually did that. Luckily, it worked and they won. It didn't matter, but it made no sense.
Ulbrich's not a head coach. I mean, we know that. More and more, I'm in the Mike Vrabel camp. I'm all for this guy from Tennessee if he brings Vrabel in. And let's go, man. I mean, you got to fix the defense. They need a lot of work on defense. You know, Quinnen Williams needs to wake up. Quincy Williams needs to wake up. Sauce needs to wake up. They need to draft defensive help. I mean, Mosley's gone. He's done. That's hurt him this year, not playing. Jermaine Johnson's injury has been a big deal. You know, obviously, you know, he'll be back next year. But they got to draft. To me, the only thing I'll say about this, and right now, I think they're eighth. Where are they now in the draft?
Yeah, eighth? It's eighth, and it's going to be hard to jump any of those teams because they're
all bad. The only way I would not want a defensive guy, because if you want to draft a quarterback, you want to draft a kid from Penn State or the kid from Georgia, one of these guys in the second round or whatever. I got no issue with that. But the only way that I would want an offensive player is if somehow Travis Hunter fell down to them.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't think is going to happen.
No, I don't think so either. I mean,
he's a dynamic player.
How do you think he's going to be used in the NFL, considering
he's a
elite
wide receiver?
Really,
he's
more
wide.
So than a corner?
Yeah. Don't you think, Tate?
Yeah. I don't think I was paying that much attention until Saturday, how good of a wide receiver he was.
Oh, he's tremendous.
He had 1,400 yards.
This guy's big time,
right? And he's one of the best DBs in college as well.
How about this? He plays 100 snaps a game. I mean, this guy's like Chuck Bednarik.
Yeah,
it's
unbelievable. If I was him, I'd probably try to do both. But if I had to choose, wide receivers are where you're going to get paid.
Right.
Any team can
come in and be a 1,500-yard catch guy. And in 4 years, whatever, you're getting a $30 million plus. Probably it'll be $35 million a year contract.
Could you imagine Adams, Wilson, and Hunter? Oh, my God.
I mean, it's a trifecta.
But I don't think he's going to be there. I think he's going to go earlier.
Yeah.
They have to draft. They need help on the defensive line. They need help everywhere on defense.
It's definitely defense, because the one thing I feel very, very good about off of yesterday, besides the way they won and Rodgers' play, is Olufashinu. Mm-hmm. There's your left tackle. They got it right.
They got three studs, young studs on the offensive line. Fasanu, Tippmann, and Vera Tucker, who have to stay healthy. All of a sudden, the run blocking still is not great.
Yeah, it's been bad. It's been bad the last couple of games.
Yeah, the running game has not been good. It needs to get better.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
With that said, they got three guys that can, you know, run the ball. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, Davis, Allen, and obviously Breece. Yeah, obviously Devontae's unbelievable. And Wilson, I mean, you got two big-time guys there.
Right, yeah, the team is not... It's not that bad. It's not wanting for talent.
Right,
It's wanting for the right coaching and the right situations that they put themselves in so they can win football games. And
no question.
Maybe, depending on what happens with Aaron Rodgers, a quarterback.
Maybe.
It doesn't feel that far away because so much of... Right. Like, when I look at the Giants, a game I called yesterday, Joe, I look at their roster and I'm like, man, this is just not a good roster.
No.
There's a couple of good players. Maybe five or six
Get
or
ready
seven.
For Sadia Sanders.
Right. But there's just not a ton of good players. The Jets have a lot of good players.
Yeah, yeah. And again, I want Rodgers back. You know, to me, he's been dealt a bad hand here. Look, he gets hurt the first year, four plays into it, doesn't play. This year, everything, first of all, let's be honest, the Robert Saleh, and look, even though I didn't make
biggest
a big deal
disaster
about,
was that.
Disaster.
Right. The biggest, yes.
Getting rid of Saleh cost them probably at least three wins this year.
Right, and even if you know you're going to do it, don't do it till after the season.
Right. That's right. That's right.
Doing it after week five made no sense.
No sense
at
all.
And it derailed the season.
Derailed the season. And then you add in the kicking game, then you add in the defense, and it's the recipe for being 4-10. It's not on the quarterback.
But he's had moments where he is on him. He's thrown big interceptions. He's had his moments where they could have overcome all those things.
Okay, I understand that, but I can't put that all on him.
It's not all on him.
How about Greg Zuerlein making a 50-yard field goal at the end of the Denver game?
Yeah, you're right. Then they win.
How about the defense stopping Jacoby Brissett? Okay, in the last 2 minutes, go right down the field for New England. How about stopping Anthony Richardson? By the way, did you see that play with Richardson yesterday? My God. How about stopping Anthony Richardson twice in the Colt game? Even the Seattle game. Okay, I know he threw the big pick. I know he had missed Wilson in that game. I get it. But they got a lead in the fourth quarter with like three or 4 minutes to go, and this idiot, Solomon Thomas, or whoever it was, Kinlaw, one of them, grabs the guy with a horse collar when we're getting off the field on fourth down.
That's the thing about this team. Like if we're
and even the Dolphins, and let's not forget the Miami game.
Sure.
How about that game?
Oh,
we had an 8-point lead in that game, too, and blew it. You knew they were going to lose, and we didn't get to win the coin toss in overtime.
Yeah. Of all the things that have driven me nuts about this team over the last few years, you've hit on it. These mindless penalties.
Oh,
it's
my God.
Killed them.
Unbelievable.
And it hasn't changed with the coaching change. That's why, to me, you know, I think we're all uniform that if Mike Vrabel wants this job, he's the number one guy.
Yes.
Because in theory, you would think a guy who played and played damn well and is a tough guy is going to cut that kind of garbage out.
Right. Especially the defense. The defense makes dumb every week. They're good for two personal fouls. I mean, it's unreal every week.
Yeah.
Or stupidly lining up offside. How many times have we seen that? Too many men on the field. The obligatory defensive holding penalty, especially and the one yesterday. Remember they sacked Mac Jones on third down for about a 15-yard loss.
Oh.
And late flag.
Yep.
There's Sauce holding somebody in the end zone. Oh, my God. I mean, oh, my God.
What Sauce has to figure out is that early on in his NFL career, he got away with a lot.
Yeah.
He's always been handsy.
They throw at him. Now they throw at him.
Now they throw at him. And they're also calling everything now. And he's got to make his adjustment.
Right.
Like, clearly the officials are officiating Sauce a little bit differently, along with the fact he's challenged a lot more. But he's got to cut down on it because it happens multiple times every game.
The game, I don't know who said this. Maybe it was Dave's when we were doing our production interview. He said the NFL has become a space game. Like everything is in space. So tackling in space, covering in space. It's gotten harder. And so if you're not precise as a defensive player, tackling and also, you know, covering, you're at a disadvantage. Like you really have to be dialed in mind-wise every play. It's not just a physical game anymore because of how wide open. I mean, think how many five wides we see. Or throwing the running back in the you know, not even pass protecting, just throwing him into the route. Everybody's in space. And so it's a different game than even a couple of years ago, and that makes it challenging for guys like Sauce. I mean, look, there was a bunch of them in our game, in the Giants game, bunch of pass interference penalties.
There's too many rules, by the way, too.
No, you're right. And by the way, I was having this conversation with Jason McCourty, and I found this interesting because we were talking about illegal man downfield. Like, why is that a penalty?
Right.
And it's like, it never affects anything. Like, the guy's 2.5 yards past the line of scrimmage. Why do we care? And Jason McCourty said something interesting. He said, well, there's not enough offensive penalties.
Right? There's not enough offensive penalties.
But think about it. There aren't, right? It's like holding. And what else?
Well, was that a bad thing?
Is that why? All right, so can I ask you this question? Is that why they added the stupid illegal formation penalty?
100%.
Oh, come on.
100%.
I mean, that is absurd.
But there aren't a ton of offensive penalties. And so you really got to be egregiously bad, like delay of game, obvious holding.
False start.
But there's not a ton of them, whereas there's a plethora on defense.
Roughing the passer, defensive holding, illegal contact, pass interference,
illegal hands to the face, whatever. There's like a million defensive penalties and not a whole bunch of them that get called on the offensive side
of the
ball.
They need to curb the rules.
It's interesting when he said that to me. I didn't even think about it until he said it, but he's right.
Yeah, there's too many rules, though.
No, you're right. You're right. It's making the referees think too much in games. Yep.
And that's not what we too much a factor in the game, Stinky.
Right.
Come on.
100%.
Right now, as you sit here as a football fan, what do you think the Super Bowl is in a few months?
Where?
What is?
Where is?
Well,
it's like a basket of trivia question.
I'm rooting for Detroit. I'll tell you that. I'm rooting for Detroit.
Who's the AFC team?
You know, I just can't. I know Mahomes got hurt, and they could really sit him down for a couple weeks, probably at least a week. You know, I think they play when? Don't they play Christmas? They got to play Saturday and play Christmas.
Yep.
I think.
Yes.
So I wouldn't play him this week. This game is irrelevant for them this week. I mean, until I see the Chiefs lose, I'm going to say the Chiefs. But I'm rooting for the Lions. I want to see Detroit win. You know, they haven't won a championship since 1957. Tobin Roten and Bobby Lane were the quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So I want to see. I'll be rooting for the Lions.
Who would you root for in the AFC? The Ravens? I mean, because it seems
like the Ravens. I don't like the Ravens.
I know, but I figure we hate Buffalo.
I hate Buffalo. I root for the Chiefs.
Really?
The Chiefs don't bother me. You know why the Chiefs don't bother me? They've done nothing to me.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I get you.
Like, they have taken nothing away from me.
No, I get you. I feel the same way. No, like, I don't hate them yet.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't hate the Chiefs at all. You know, the Steelers, I wouldn't discount them, but what I saw yesterday when they got whacked pretty good by Philadelphia, the game really turned when Najee Harris fumbled. They were down a touchdown. They were driving. They were in the red zone. And Najee on a little pitch out took his eye off the ball, fumbled. That turned all game around.
Yeah. I mean, Mike is a good coach. He needs to get another championship to go down as one of the best ever.
Well, he's a Hall of Famer.
He already is, but another championship would be great for him.
Right.
Those
are the teams, though, Teek. I'm trying to think.
I mean, offensively.
Is Minnesota that good? Can I ask you this? Minnesota's 11-2. We're going to see them tonight. They play the Bears.
Yeah.
How good is Minnesota in your mind?
It's all Sam. And so it's what Sam has been able to do. And he's playing with a lot of confidence. Sometimes he gets knuckleheady.
Right.
And he makes throws that he thinks he can make and he shouldn't. And so, but Kevin O'Connell's done a heck of a job of taking that out of him. You only see it every, like, 3 or 4 games.
Right.
You don't see it every week. They're good and they have great players. So maybe they have a chance. And really, their defense is what's what holds them in everything.
Right.
Because they confuse the hell out of you. You have no idea what they're trying to do.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you snap the ball and it's not what you thought it was.
And that's our guy Brian Flores running that defense.
So, they have a chance for sure.
I admit, as much as I want Brian Flores to coach the Jets, Vrabel showing interest has moved him into the number one spot.
The fact that he wants the job, I mean, that to me is a big deal.
Yeah.
I'm in for Vrabel. Hire the GM and bring Vrabel in. I'm all for it. I definitely want Rodgers back. I definitely want Devontae back. I want to run it back with one more shot. With this group, they got to fix the defense. There's no doubt. Defense needs fixing. You got to figure out, who the kicker is because that's been a disaster this year, too. But, let's go. Let's see what happens from here. That's how I look at it. By the way, can I ask you a question? What happened to Geno Smith yesterday?
Got her knee injury, I think it was. Yeah.
Major knee injury?
I don't think it's major, but they're a weird team this year.
Very weird. Yep.
They should be good, but then they lose to the Giants. Right?
Right.
They should be
good. And they got killed by Green Bay at home yesterday.
Right. They should be good, then they get crushed by Green Bay. I know Green Bay is good, but they're a weird team.
Very weird. Should have lost to the Jets. I mean, look, the Jets handed them the game.
And to me, the Rams are a much more dangerous team in the NFC playoffs if they can win this division. And right now, they're in first place.
Right.
Yeah. And they're scheduled to play that last game of the year. That could be the flex game. Seattle, L.A. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see if it comes down to that.
And if Jets play the Rams this week, I'm actually thinking about going to this game, I have to tell you. I want to go to one more game, and it's a meaningful game for the Rams.
Right.
So, And I want to see. I mean, look, if the Jets to win the game, they're going to have to score about 50 points.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because they're not going to stop Nacua and Cooper Kupp and all those, and Williams and, you know, running the ball and all that, Stafford. Yeah. But, yeah, it's an interesting game, at least because the Rams, you know, certainly have a lot to play for.
Yep, no doubt about it. Thank you, Joe. We appreciate it, man.
All right, guys. All the love. Appreciate you, Joe.
The great Joe Beningo on the Jets. They beat the Jaguars yesterday. He's been fully bringing Rodgers back all year long. I don't think he's ever wavered from that.
Right.
So I expect that. And to me, with Mike Vrabel, if he gets the job and he really wants it, and that's the new administration, and Mike Vrabel at his opening press conference looks into the cameras and looks at us and says, I want Aaron Rodgers back, fine.
Right.
I want the coach to decide that.
Right.
I don't want ticket sales to decide that. I don't want Woody Johnson to decide that. I want the NFL head coach of my team to decide that. That's what I want.
Right. You just also have to have a plan B.
Well,
that's the challenge.
The plan B, if Rodgers isn't the quarterback, is probably to suck. Unfortunately, that's probably the plan B.
Yeah.